You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. This Thursday night, Paul McCartney will close the show at San Francisco's Candlestick Park. It'll be the final public event at the storied stadium. So this week, we're looking back at the defining memories that lit the stick. Today, we'll hear from KALW morning announcer Joe Burke, a born and raised San Franciscan and diehard 49ers and Giants fan. He reflects on attending Giants games as a child.
The first one I remember was in the third grade, which would make me eight, I guess. I was in school, and the school classroom door had that window on it, and if you saw the principal coming towards your classroom, you knew there was trouble. And I saw one day the principal coming straight for our classroom, and right behind her was my dad, and I knew I was in trouble. I just knew it. And she came in, and Mr. Burke and Mrs. Freeman, Mr. Burke, the principal wants to see you outside. And I went outside, and she said, come with us. And we went walking to the office, and before we could get to the office, where I thought I was going to really get a good screaming at for something, my dad grabbed me and said, okay, thank you. And we walked out the front door, and I was just, I had no idea whether I'd been expelled or what. He goes, no, we're going to the Giants game. And he had tickets in what was, at Candlestick, used to be called the mezzanine level. Now they'd call it like the luxury boxes at AT&T Park. But it was, somehow, I don't know how he did it, because I never saw these tickets again. He swung tickets in the mezzanine. It was Juan Marichal pitching against Bob Gibson. I remember it was the St. Louis Cardinals. And that's the first game I really remember. But mostly, I think, because I thought I was in big trouble until we got outside of school that day. When we were really little, our folks would take us, like for a birthday or something, you know, my brother and I and my mom and dad, and take a friend or two. And when we got a little older, my brother and I would spend the summers out there. You'd get on the bus at 25th and Geary for 15 cents and ride it all the way out to Candlestick. And it was, we spent a lot of time out there, me and my brother and our friends. And at that time, you're really not watching the ball game unless Willie Mays is hitting. You're kind of running around and having hot dog fights and, you know, throwing stuff at each other. Not necessarily just watch baseball, though you did that too. There's nothing like walking into the ballpark as you come out of the stands, and the doors, so to speak, open up, and there's the field in front of you. It's a very special experience, and Candlestick was that for many, many years. As miserably cold as it was, and as many times as it cost us games or chances at playoffs and that sort of thing, it still was home, and, you know, it's, that's kind of how it is. No matter how humble the house you grew up in is, you don't want to see it torn down. You'd like to be able to go back home, but you can't go back, I guess.
That was KALW's Joe Burke sharing his memories of Candlestick Park. His story was produced by Ted Muldoon. We want to hear your memories, too. Share your Candlestick story at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106.